Super Talk Mississippi Media Production.
Our interview today is sponsored by a hidden gem in Starkville, Mississippi, Alora Modern Wellness. Founded by healthcare veterans Rich and Lisa Lopez, Alora offers cutting-edge therapies like whole-body cryotherapy, infrared saunas, LED light treatments, and assisted stretching, all designed to relieve pain, reduce stress, and boost recovery. Whether you're an athlete, a busy professional, or simply seeking balance, Alora provides personalized care in a serene setting. Located at 821 C Highway 12 across from Kroger, it's your local destination for modern wellness. Discover more at aloramodernwellness.com. We don't do a lot of interviews with recruits here on Thunder and Lightning, but we're going to do one today because we got a flip in the house. So it's early for flipmas, but we'll take advantage of that. Devontre Brewer, junior linebacker, rising senior at Tupelo High School, made his commitment yesterday, flipping from Stanford to Mississippi State. I got to be honest with you, man. Stanford is a long way from Mississippi. How much did that play into the decision process for you?
Oh, yeah, that played like a huge part of my decision, you know, being far from home, having a huge family support from Tupelo, Nettleton, and Columbus. You know, Columbus is right down the road from Starkville. Mm-hmm. That's where most of my family is from. So, like, for them to be able to come down and, like, support me at Mississippi State, that's great. And that's what I've been wishing for. And it's a huge blessing. So I'm excited for the future.
So people want to know about the recruiting process. When you're a player like yourself who has offers from a lot of different places, you take visits, you talk to coaches, you talk to different people. What has that process been like for you?
It's actually been kind of strange, actually. I wasn't like highly recruited, you know. I got a couple offers, but like I got those offers and they like stopped talking to me. But like, you know, State's always been there. Like they started recruiting me from my sophomore year with Coach Coleman Hustler, but you know, he switched and then Coach Brock came in. You know, he started talking to me. We just built a great relationship. So it's just been going great. Then, you know, Stanford came in. They offered me beginning of my sophomore year. You know, we started talking. We built a great relationship, too. I went down there to Stanford. I loved it. I liked it. You know, I never thought about canceling my Mississippi State trip. So I knew, like, State was still in a race, even though I committed to Stanford. So that's how I ended up out here.
So what about Mississippi State at this time made that the right decision for you?
It's just I've been there multiple times. I've enjoyed it. Like, they've been consistent with what they're doing, like just the environment they built, holding each other accountable. Like, it's just a great place to be. So that's the place I want to be. And, like, you know, be with some players I already know, like JT, JJ, of course, my teammate.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Yeah, Tupelo certainly has had a lot of Mississippi State Bulldogs through the year, one of them currently on the coaching staff at Mississippi State. What role did Jet Johnson play?
Jet Johnson, yeah, he played a huge role. You know, we went way back, you know, come from the same high school, playing the same position. You know, he's just been like a, not even like a recruit, just like a brother to me. Like we didn't even talk football most of the time. We just like getting to know each other even more. So like he played a huge role, just make sure everything is good with me and just making sure I'm comfortable where I'm at. So
Obviously, it's great for Mississippi State that you've made this commitment, but that's a difficult process to call the Stanford coaches. What is that moment like where you have to make that call and say, hey, guys, I've decided to make a change?
I mean, yeah, it's very nerve-wracking, I will say. But, you know, it actually went pretty good. You know, he was supportive. He was like, I hope everything goes well. He was just very supportive. So it was very easy for me. So it wasn't bad.
That's just the thing about growing up, my young man. That's part of the gig, yeah. As you can imagine. Coach Arnett and Coach Brock, you talked about them a little bit. That's a defense that through the years, you know, linebackers pile up. I think you kids today, you say eat. The linebackers eat in that defense. What excites you about playing for those two guys?
Playing for Coach Brock and Coach Arnett is amazing. You see what they did with Jet Johnson and Bookie Watson, just how to develop them and make them amazing players, especially Bookie and Jet too. You know, they love to blitz the Mike linebacker a lot, so – and they want me to play a mic, so I'm ready to do that. You know, I love blitzing. I did it at Tupelo, and I'm ready to do it at the next level of Mississippi State. So I'm very excited to play for Zach Arnett and Coach Brock.
So what's the offseason been like for you? We all know what happened to Tupelo at the end of the season. I know you don't want to talk too much about that. But, you know, I know Coach Harden pretty well. What's been his message to you guys this offseason about getting back on top in the state of Mississippi?
Getting rid of all the distractions outside of football, just staying focused, just holding each other accountable, being more as a team. Because last year we didn't have that team bond we needed. But this year we're going to be definitely way better, and we're just going to be more closer and being better brothers, holding each other accountable. So just working hard each and every day and just staying focused and keep grinding and just being on top.
What does JJ say about being teammates with Cooper Crosby? You know, are there words being exchanged there?
Oh no, they love each other. They were actually roommates, so they love each other. So no bad blood between them.
All right, I gotta ask you about one thing. Got somebody sent me some information on you, and you know, all of it's really good. Says you're a good kid, good student, you work hard, you're a family man. But what about your eating habits? I heard that you only eat cheeseburgers and chicken tenders. What do we got to do to get you like pizza or barbecue, something, man? What are we doing?
I don't know. I've just always been like that. Even when I was younger, like I just never ate a lot. I was just a very picky eater. Like I only ate cereal and Pop Tarts. Like that's all I ever ate back in my days. So it's just continued to go with me, and it's just become a habit. So I'm a
So,
very picky eater.
when you go on these recruiting visits, I know they take y'all out to nice restaurants. What are you ordering there?
Something plain, either a cheeseburger or some chicken tender, something plain, not too much.
You got to run that tab up, man. You got to get you a steak or something.
Man,
Goodness
I
gracious.
can't even eat steak.
Really? So if you get
Not
a steak, are you like a, don't tell me you're like a well done guy or
oh,
something.
well done. If I get a steak, it's got to be well done.
Oh
Got to
my
be well
God.
done.
We're gonna have to give you some culture down here. I'm gonna get you a medium rare steak. You'll be all right. What's you know, you think about recruiting in this state. Now, one of your teammates is committed to Ole Miss, and you've got players across state, Ole Miss, Alabama, LSU, plenty of talent here in the state of Mississippi. You'd like to get some of those guys to come to Mississippi State with you. What's your message to them?
State's just a genuine place to be. Like, you know, there's no faking what they do. You know, they're gonna be real with you and genuine with you, and that's just gonna hold you accountable. And I feel like you get there some places where else, but you know, State, they're very genuine with it, and they're just gonna develop you, and they have a great development program. And just like the coaches, all the coaches are just amazing. They're gonna push you to be the best you can be, and that's what I love about State.
Devontae, man, I want to wish you the best this upcoming season. And, you know, thank you so much for joining us here today, young
Yes.
man. And, like I said, nothing but the best for you.
Yes,
Devontae
sir.
Bruin,
Thank you.
Tupelo High School, soon to be Mississippi State Bulldog. Thanks, man.
Yes, sir. Thank you.
A Super Talk Mississippi Media Production.